Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the 8th chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. We are continuing to learn about the Ben Sora Umora, the stubborn and rebellious son. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel says, Ganav Mishal Aviv V'Acha Bershus Aviv, if he stole from his father and ate in his father's property, Mishal Acherim V'Acha Bershus Acherim, or if he stole from others and ate in others' property, Mishal Acherim V'Acha Bershus Aviv, or if he stole from others and ate in his father's property, Eno nasa ben soru mora. None of these make him a ben soru mora. Ad she yignov misha aviv v'yachab rishus acherim, until he steals from his father and eats it on others' property. So in order to be a ben soru mora, he has to steal money from his father to get the meat and the wine that he then consumes elsewhere. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad she yignov misha aviv misha imo. He has to steal from both his father and his mother. Bart Nuro. Ganav Mishal Aviv Acha Brushus Aviv, if he stole from his father and ate on his father's property. Afal Gav de Shchiach Le Lignov Mishal Aviv, even though it's common, he has many opportunities to steal from his father. Hov Acha Brushus Aviv, Mispachad Umispas Mi Aviv, Shema Yerenu, Velo Mamshich. The fact that he's eating on the father's property, he's still a little bit afraid of his father, that he'll be seen, and we're not worried that he's going to do this on a regular basis. Ganav Mishal Acherim, if he stole from others. Lo Shchiach Le Sheyuchal B'chol Eis Lignov Mishal Acherim. He doesn't always have the opportunity to steal from others. Lo Mamshich. So we're not worried that he's going to make a habit of it. Ad Sheyignov Mishal Aviv. In order to be culpable, he has to steal from his father. The Shchiach Le Lignov B'chol Eis. Because he has the opportunity all the time. V'yachal B'rushus Acherim. And he has to eat it elsewhere. Shenu Mizbaz Sham Aviv. Because he's not scared of his father there. With this combination of factors, he can definitely continue in his bad path. The second opinion is that he has to steal from both his father and his mother, from property that his mother has that his father doesn't have permission regarding. Kagon shenosan lo acher nachasim v'matana, like another person gave her property as a gift. Almanas she'ein labala rishus behem, on the condition that her husband has no say in them. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda, but this is not the halacha. Mishnah Dalid. Haya aviv rotza v'imo eina rotza. If the father wants to take him to court to be declared a ben soru mora, but the mother doesn't. Aviv eino rotza v'imo rotza, or if the father doesn't want to, but the mother does, eino nasa ben soru mora. He does not become declared a ben soru mora, achiyu shnehem rotzim, until both of them want. Rabbi Yehuda says, im lo haysa imo ru'uya la'aviv, if the mother is not equal in stature to the father, eino nasa ben soru mora, then the son does not become a ben soru mora, and we'll see in Bart Nura what exactly that means. Haya eched mehem gideim. If one of his parents was missing a hand, o chiger, if they were lame, o ilame, if they were mute, o suma, if they were blind, o cherish, if they were deaf, eno nasa ben soru mora, then the son cannot be declared a ben soru mora. Shenamar, because the Torah tells us, v'tavshubo avi v'imo, his parents grab hold of him, v'lo gidmin, not people missing hands. V'hotzioso, and they bring him out, v'lo chigrin, not people who are lame. V'amru, and they say, v'lo ilmin, not people who can't speak. B'neinu ze, this our son, v'lo sumin, not blind people who can't see him. Einenu shemea b'koleinu, he doesn't listen to our voice, v'lo cherishin, and not deaf people. And we'll see in the Bart Nuro how we derive deaf people from he doesn't listen to our voice, because you would think that would mean that the son's not deaf. Masrin bo b'fnei shlosha, umalkin oso. They warn him in front of three, and then they lash him. And again, in the Bart Nuro, we'll see the specifics of this. Chazer v'kilkel, if he goes back and does it again, nidon be'esrim u'shloshim, then he's judged in front of a Sanhedrin of 23, the smaller court. V'eino niskal ad shiyu sham shlosha harishonim, but he's not stoned unless the three who originally judged him are among the 23. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'neinu ze, this our son. Zehu shalaka bifnehem, this who was lashed in front of you. Barachad shalo nigmar dino, if he ran away before sentence was passed, v'achar kach hikif zakin hatachton, and after this, but before they caught him again, his lower beard, his pubic hair grew in, putter, then he's exempt from punishment. V'imisha nigmar dino barach, but if he ran away after sentence was passed, v'achakach hikiv zokin hatachton, and after this is pubic hair grew in, chayev, he's still liable to punishment. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Ru'uya la'aviv, the mother has to be fit for the father, they have to be of comparable stature. Shava v'domil aviv, b'kol v'mara u'bakuma. That she has to be comparable to the father in voice, in appearance, and in stature. Dichsiv, as the Torah says, Einenu shemei bekolenu. He doesn't listen to our voice, singular. Midelo kosev bekoloseinu, shma mina, ko echad l'shnehem. From the fact that it doesn't say our voices in the plural, we see that they have a single voice among them. Umidakol be'inan shavim, and since the voice is required to be the same, marav akoma nami be'inan shavim, we see that their appearance and their stature also has to be the same. Ve'ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda. But as nice as this logic is, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda in this matter. Chershim, they can't be deaf. Im amar lahem eni makabo michem, enam shomin oso. If he would respond to them, I'm not going to listen to you, they won't be able to hear him. Even though they can see after this that he doesn't fulfill their commands, nevertheless, the Torah says he doesn't listen to our voice. So we see that it's the time in which they command him that he doesn't listen. That they hear him say, I'm not going to listen to you. Umasrim bo b'fnei shlosha, and they warn him in front of three. Hachika amar, this is what it means to say. Umasrim bo b'fnei shnayim, they warn him in front of two. Shelo yargil, that he should not continue in this way. V'im lo shama, and if he doesn't listen, malkanoso b'beis din shel shlosha, then they have him lashed in a court of three. Kidatana b'parakama, makos b'shlosha. As we saw in the first chapter of Sanhedrin, lashes can be administered in a court of three. So that's what we're talking about there. So the three who lashed him have to be among the 23 who convict him if he's going to be stoned. Zehu shalaka bifnechem. So we see b'neinu zeh means this who was lashed in front of you. V'af agav dibimboile zeh v'lo sumin. Even though we learn from b'neinu zeh that the parents aren't blind, so how can we learn two things from it? I isa delahach milsa lochud aslo zehu shalaka bifnechem. If it would come just for the one thing, that he's lashed in front of you, lichtov b'neinu hu, it should have just said, our son, he. My b'neinu zeh, so what does it mean, our son, this? Shma mina tarte. So, from the language that's used, we can actually derive two things from it, because the language is still unnecessary for just the one purpose. So if he ran away before a sentence was passed, v'achakach hikiv zakin hatachton, pater, and afterwards his pubic hair grew in, he's exempt. Kevan de ilu avid hashta, Lav bar katalahu, because if he would perform such an act now, he would not be sentenced to death for it. V'im mishan nigmar dino barach, but if he ran away after sentence was passed, havi kagavra katila, he's already considered like a dead man. V'chayev afilu achar kamashanim, and he would be liable for the punishment if they caught him even after many years. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Dalid. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.